Hey, this is Mark, and hopefully you just listened to This Is Water by David Foster Wallace. This is technically it's the first post on the site, and it's actually one of three or four posts that I brought over from my original blog, my early blog from 2008, 2009. So it's something I actually posted many, many years ago, and placing it as the original article on the site was kind of a conscious decision on my part for a few reasons. One, when kind of dealing with how to arrange the archive, many of the older posts on the site actually were written for my older blogs or my dating business or a variety of other places. They weren't actually originally written for markmanson.net. And so I had this kind of weird dilemma of how to place everything, what order did I want everything to appear in the archive? Because all this stuff is old and I wanted to represent that, but some of this stuff was published so many years apart that it didn't really make sense to keep the dates exact. But I chose to put This Is Water as the first one. The first reason being that I didn't feel comfortable. I felt like whatever the first article on the site was going to be, it needed to kind of make a very strong statement, and I didn't feel comfortable with any of my own articles making that statement. I guess it was kind of a cop-out on my part of not having to choose one of my own articles to be the first post on the site. But the second reason is it's one of my favorite things that I've ever read in my own life, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for David Foster Wallace as a thinker and a writer. And in many ways, I kind of look to it as, I don't know, like a standard for me to try to live up to. I like having it at the beginning of the archive as kind of like setting the bar, that because essentially both in the quality and style of my writing, but also in terms of like the advice I'm trying to give or the statements I'm trying to make, I see much of my work is very much trying to live up to the standard that this piece sets. Also, I resonate very strongly with the message. What I love about it is that it's a very humanized form of self-help. Which again is very much what I go for. So it's life advice, but it's not all of this like happy-go-lucky, airy-fairy, like, hey, you just think positive and don't let anything hold you back and always do your best and all this kind of shit. Because I think what's beautiful about it is David had a very, he struggled with mental illness. He struggled with depression quite a bit. He ended up taking his own life, which I'll discuss in a minute. It's a much like more, it comes from a more real and gritty place. It doesn't pull any punches in terms of like, it tells young college graduates the truth. It's life's gonna be really boring and long and difficult at times, and the most important thing you can do is learn how to get good at that boredom, get good at that difficulty, get good at the tedium. And that's a message that you just don't hear in our culture very often. And I love it so much, and it's been so influential on everything that I've written. When I put this up, I put this up, I think 2009. So the speech was actually given in 2005. I think it started showing up on the internet in 2007, 2008, which is when I came across it. And then I think I put it on my site 2009. It's one of those pieces I go back and reread it, probably once a year. I've probably read it 10, 15 times at this point. But I put it on my site in 2009. I was probably being lazy and just didn't want to write an article, so I put this up. But it had a very strong reaction from my readership. Actually, I think back then, my readership was so small, and my writing was so crappy. I think it was actually the most popular thing I ever put on my blog, at that point. which is kind of funny looking back. But it, a number of people, the reactions to it were very strong, but a number of people were, you know, what the first thing they did after they finished reading it is they got on Wikipedia and they found out that this guy killed himself a few years later. So immediately the question was, hey, Mark, why are we supposed to listen to this guy if, you know, he hung himself? Which I guess is an appropriate question, but I don't think, I mean, the first thing I'll say is that I don't think a person's, you know, if you disapprove of a certain person's life choices or the way that they handle their life, that doesn't necessarily affect what the content of their message. So, for instance, you know, Hemingway was a raging alcoholic, violent, and he ended up putting a gun in his mouth. That does, for me, that doesn't change the beauty or the brilliance of some pieces of his work. I think it's a truth of human nature that often the most brilliant and insightful people and artists and thinkers tend to be the most tortured psychologically. I think everybody kind of intuitively knows that, and so it doesn't, for me, it doesn't taint the message at all. In fact, I actually come from the different perspective of when it comes to listening to about happiness and how to live a better life and how to feel better about oneself, I'm almost more inclined to listen to the person who struggled with depression and suicidal thoughts their entire life than, you know, maybe a Tony Robbins or, as he says, a Dr. Laura type figure. Because for me, it's like listening to somebody who, you know, it's like if you want to learn about survival, you want to go hear about it from somebody who, you know, grew up in a war zone in Africa. Like, that's who's going to know what they're talking about. And yeah, it's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to make you feel good, and it's not going to be even very inspirational all the time. But it's going to be the truth. And that's what, I mean, in general, and I've written about this in a lot of my articles, I feel like a lot of what passes as life advice and self-development advice really is just stuff to make you feel better. It's basically junk food for the mind. It's candy for the mind. And, I think what this article did and what David Foster Wallace's work in general did was it kind of planted the seed in me that you can give life advice without it being junk food. You can help people without necessarily telling them that it's going to be all right. Because often it's not. And that's actually okay. It's becoming okay with the fact that it's not always going to be all right, I think is more the secret to life than anything else, or at least anything else that I've learned. So if you enjoy this speech, I recommend that you check out some of David Foster Wallace's other work. His fiction is what he's celebrated for as a genius. His main book is Infinite Jest, which is gigantic and takes a long time to get through, but I do recommend it. I mean, if you're particularly ambitious in the literary sense, I definitely recommend giving the book a shot. I think it's one of those books that everybody, you know, most people try to read at one point or another, and very, very few people get past the first 100 pages or first 200 pages. I think it's about 1,100 pages long. It's a wild book. It's definitely, it's pretty incredible from an artistic point of view. His nonfiction work is much more accessible. So he has a collection called, I believe it's called A Supposedly Fun Thing That I'll Never Do Again, which is about his first experience on a cruise ship. He also has another collection of nonfiction works called Consider the Lobster. So if you find his writing style to be really interesting, those are definitely some good places to start. And he's definitely, if anything else, he's an incredibly unique voice And a lot of people say that he's the defining voice of his generation. So, like, the Generation X generation. And, you know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it's, I guess what it's saying is that he's worth reading for anybody who cares about this kind of stuff. And I definitely back that up. So I hope you enjoyed the piece, and I hope you enjoyed me blabbering about it. And, yeah, so check out some David Foster Wallace. He's brilliant mind, big influence on me. So take a look.